Hey everybody, this is Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur, and I am just finishing up an evening of chatting with a few for sale by owners, FSBOs. So there are a few people out there, I won't say a few, but a number of people out there that are looking to try to sell their property on their own. So they use a system for sale by owner system to try to get their property sold. However, not everyone is able to do what a real estate professional is able to do in getting the property sold. So one of the things I wanted to tell my sellers, the individuals that are trying to sell their properties on their own, one big thing, it's a number of things that you need to do, but I'll just chat on one. And that one is using professional photography. I mean, it's a number of reasons. I know we have great cell phones. We have great iPads. We spend thousands of dollars on some type of pad or tablet, and it should take amazing pictures. Trust me. Go ahead and spend a couple hundred bucks with a professional photographer if you're going to sell it on your own. Or just hire an agent or a real estate professional to and have them hire the photographer. So with that being said, you want to have professional pictures, whether it be the lighting, whether it be the angle, it could be a number of different things. The idea of you selling your home and placing it online is that it looks good online, because if it does not look good online, people are not even going to visit the property, okay? If it doesn't look comparable to, say, new construction homes, especially if you're selling your own property, you compete with new construction if you're in the Tampa Bay area. I don't care where you are. You compete with new construction. People see these beautiful pictures online, and that's what they're attracted to. But if you could show them a property that is a resale and it has great pictures and perhaps some staging, but that's another topic. But start with the pictures. You got to have some professional pictures. If it doesn't attract the person online, they're not even going to want to take a look at it. So I encourage you to use professional pictures. And I just spoke with a couple of potential clients, and I say potential because after I spoke with them and sat with them, they need some help. So if you are doing it on your own, be sure to not be in the bathroom pictures. And that's a big giveaway, that whoever they see in the bathroom mirror, that's probably the owner or somebody that's in charge of getting the property sold. There's different things, especially where there's a room with a mirror in it. You always catch that person. You see that person in there. So your reflection is caught, whether it be in the microwave or if it's somewhere else. But just keep that in mind. So this is just a quick tip to everybody that's out there. Use professional photographers, people who are attempting to sell their homes on their own. Use a professional photographer. You want to try to maximize your exposure. There's multiple ways of doing that. However, this video is just about using a professional photographer. But if you got more questions, always visit me on my website, which is Real Estate with Chris Brown. I'll also show you a couple of pictures of people doing the wrong thing, taking pictures on their own. But everybody take care. Challenge 2020, getting these properties sold. And having fun achieving success. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.